All right. I welcome everybody out to our meeting today. Mike will give us a prayer and lead us in the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all the wonderful blessings. Thank you for the opportunity we have to meet together as a town council. We ask that the Spirit be with us today, that we can make the choices and decisions that will best benefit our community. I say bless our leaders of the state and leaders of our country also, that they will be guided by the Spirit. I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Mike. And for May 1st, those are okay. Entertain a motion to approve those.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Bryce. All in favor?
Aye.
And any changes for today? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Bryce. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Shuttle enhancement, design repair. Maintenance shed purchase. Again, I don't know if you have that, Gary.
I sent it to Sydney, didn't I?
You sent it to me.
I can pull it up.
Basically, what it is, they want to purchase a shed. They're hoping we'll help them purchase a shed where they can store all of their cleaning supplies and that. It was about $5,200
or $5,500.
Yeah, $5,190.25. We just need approval to see if
you're
okay if we purchase that.
Is that our share or is it?
That's the whole thing. Yeah, then it would be our. It's the city's. We just.
Oh, so we purchase the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's our. But we'd let them use it to store their stuff in it, but. You know, if they go away next year, then it's the city's building.
Ours.
Okay, yeah, it says a 10-foot shipping container with roll-up door,
yeah.
Like a cargo. Is that?
Yeah. That's and I think it's going to be, I think it's better than, it kind of is a replacement of spending a couple hundred thousand on that remodel, trying to build more closet space. But anyway.
No other discussion. Entertain a motion to approve that purchase.
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the storage shed and the shed building. Cost not to exceed $5,500.
I second.
Motion by Mike, second by Gary.
Aye.
All right. So I just had to hit the bill or get some mic time to get my payments.
Okay.
And we don't have, I don't have. They never sent over a shuttle station engineer proposal. Thought maybe they would before today, but they haven't. So. Public safety project, you can see it's going on. Like I said, they're trying to get out of here by, I think by July 4th, except for the flagpole, that'll be the last thing, just due to the timeline of them ordering it. But anyway, they're rolling right along. And, I know they've coordinated with Ron. Someday some of these doors will be blocked so they're coordinated so the ambulance or fire trucks ain't blocked in. So. But I haven't received any draw requests or anything yet, Mike. So.
Just the first one.
So everything looks good there. Path, master plan, sidewalks, and no update really there. Maybe if we, you know, if we decide to do something with the park and the shuttle here soon, maybe add something in there, some portions of different sidewalks. We can do to be important to the town and where the walking path around the pond is on hold right now. So, town park remodel I did get from Jones and Mill, Camlin here. So I did get their proposal to this work includes UAV drone ground survey with the existing park site, collect data on existing features, structures, utilities, generate a base map suitable for planning and design use. Identify property boundaries based on available plats and GIS, and then prepare up to 3 concept layout options for a new pickleball court shade structure of the playground with adjacent seating, replacement of wood chipper with user-friendly playground material, fence basketball court adapted for dual use as a soccer court, two pavilions for seating, shade, group gatherings, expansion of the park area, additional amenities as directed. And it talks about making sure there's ADA access, and then coming down to visit with us. All the possibilities, court types, all that stuff with pickleball court layout and servicing. It is a possible second pavilion. Let's see. It says the scope includes planning level services only. Final construction documents may be provided under separate agreement. Survey will include service topography and major visible features only. Concepts based on existing park boundaries and assumed right-of-way boundary resolution is not included. Public engagement or open house facilitation is not included but can be added upon request. Jones and DeMille will attempt up to 2 in-person virtual meetings with city staff. City will lead procurement and construction of improvements. Cost estimates are planning level and do not include contingency or inflation factors unless requested. This is basically just the planning stages we did. Move forward on the project, and it would be a whole other agreement. But the cost for this is $13,000.
For them to draw an engineer?
To go and put this plan together. $13,500. Imagine it's going to be something similar when it comes to the shuttle. Maybe not as extensive, but imagine it. Thoughts?
Did you have any guess on the total?
No. I think they'll include that. It's the plan. So, any more, they give you an idea, they give you a cost for us to think about it and put it together. And yeah, you might mention to Tom, we kind of already paid them some of that other project. I can't remember how much it was, but we've already paid them. We didn't move forward, so we didn't complete a lot of that old work. I'll just entertain a motion one way or the other.
I'll make a motion to move forward with the
last second
plan. Parking lot.
Okay. Motion by Mike, taken by Gary, all in favor? Fourth of July prizes. Second by Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. And then the Veteran Memorial Donation, I received a phone call from Phoebe. They added 13 names to the memorial down there. I think it came out like $3,300. You know much about it, Sid?
Mm-hmm. We didn't have a final. We had our council meeting to get the amount in.
Okay.
So I think they approved like $3,000 or something. Yeah,
we
didn't have a number. It was
okay.
Not to exceed. So maybe they approved
2,000.
Maybe that's why they want
another 1,000. Okay, that might be what it is. So if you kind of know, she talked to me. I mean, originally she said a few. It was like 13,000, like $1,000 a name.
Oh my gosh.
So she was looking. I'm like, that's crazy.
That's some travel.
Did she add some names?
That's great.
She's like, we got to. 13, I'm like, I ain't got enough time. Anyway, she calls back. She's like, he did 3,000. I'm like, I can't believe you agreed to 13,000.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it was only 3,000, okay. So I'm okay to prove up to 1,000, whatever is needed.
Yeah, I guess
the dropping's not covered
the other portion of this program.
If you'll just let us know, or, if you hear. unless there's any more discussion.
I'll make a motion to donate up to $1,000 for the Soldier.
Okay. Motion by Mike, second by Bryce, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Department reports. I sent everybody an email this morning just an updated business license ordinance. I think Caden's pretty much doing most of the general or whatever for the county. Anyway, so this kind of matches what the county's doing and what they require. So I put that on the agenda. You might look over that. It looks like they're requiring the tax information and that kind of stuff too. So, but I'll put it on the next agenda. A call from Unified Fleet Services. That's who we have the Dodge leased from. That lease is up in on December 1st. So we need to be aware of what we want to do there.
You want to pay us?
So it doesn't give me the payoff. It just says if you're going to buy it and you go to the 5 year, basically the next year you're going to pay like $30,000 for the next 2 years. So we're looking into over $80,000. Anyway, they're supposed to send, he said a few months in advance they'll send us the documents. So when we do our budget, we might just think if that's a purchase or check. I think we talked about it a little before. I think it'd be good just to purchase it if we need another one. Thoughts?
You've got that plow on there. I tend to agree that with you. I don't want to keep switching on and off and on and on.
I don't either.
Yeah.
So you think possibly around 80,000?
I think that was.
No.
When it was due.
My guess is you're probably going to be around 50, 60 maybe.
50?
I mean, I can't imagine. I think I would guess around 50. Because basically we paid 21 toward it. Want another 60 if you finish out the 5 year and then keep it. But the original purchase price was 68,000, so. Anyway.
And I'll put like 50 in the budget.
Okay.
Go from there.
It doesn't give me a buyout if we decide to buy it. Anyway, the kid that called me is actually he's actually old Lacey Danzy's boy, so. And I think that's all. That's all I've got. Here, you got anything else?
I don't. They just emailed me. They're going to send over the plan like they did on the park for the proposal. I don't know what it's going to cost us.
Okay.
But we don't have that yet.
Okay. Right. Anything? Mike? Sid?
No, we just need to schedule the public hearing for the budget. But I don't know if I'll be here June 5th.
Just one of those.
Is that the next?
Yeah, so we have 3 weeks before our next meeting.
But we could do the 19th, maybe that's.
For the budget?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the week we're. Oh, yeah. We'll be in Mesa City.
That is the day we're in Mesa. Yeah, we're coming home that day.
I'm wondering if we.
Which if we did June 5th, is the public hearing you have to do in the evening anyways?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, we could do June 5th. Like, I should be back by 6. 5.
I'm good with the 5th. I mean, if we combine those meetings on the 12th?
I'll call on the 12th.
You're okay.
Yeah.
But I'm good for the 5th, too.
I'm good for the 5th.
We could have council meeting and then budget.
So what time would you?
I mean, if we ask you to start at 5, do you think you'd be home by 5? Or?
I think so.
If not, let's just plan on 6. Might be a
dinner. Well, then home, like, as it gets closer.
That'd be good for you, Mike.
Yeah. Is that a Thursday?
Thursday.
If we plan for 5 and then if it starts late.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. Maybe we provide pizza. See if we can encourage somebody to come out for a budget hearing. Invite the town out.
You want me to put that on? Snacks provided or dinner provided?
Sure.
Whatever.
That, yeah. You guys okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah. And let's cancel the one on the 19th.
If there's anything wacky on the budget where we have to have another one, we have till the 30th now to approve it. Which I don't foresee anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Strange, but.
Okay.
So it's going to be what time you say on the 5th?
At 5.
5.
And then we can do town council at like 5:30. Or do you want to do it at 6?
I'm good at that.
It's a half hour to the public hearing.
Mm-hmm. Especially if nobody
shows up. Everybody's hungry and shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good then. We can save the town council. Okay.
Okay. All right. Planning Commission, nothing really, just that business license kind of falls within that. So we'll put that on our next agenda. Financials?
So what's today?
Did get her budget moved some the other day, so a couple weeks ago again, on the 5th.
And if it looked weird, I was messing around with it. So if it doesn't balance, I don't know, I didn't look at it. But yeah, I was trying to.
On the budget?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a few weeks it would look like.
Did you play with before now? On the 5th. There was something, it looked like there was just something wrong. I can't remember which one. I'll have to look at it. I'm sure it just looked way over here, way underneath. I'm sure there's something just not. But
yeah, I mean, I've been messing around with it for about 2 months now. So okay. It might look a little. I mean, the actual number should be correct.
Yeah, no, yeah, version. I think the bottom and everything was okay. So. Okay. Harrison, that must be a cool
creature.
Title, that was probably how that Center Street Road. Nighttime decor was the down payment. Was Bullseye Pest Control? That's just pest control, right? Not.
Yeah,
just make sure he doesn't. I told him no more lawn care or anything.
It's just bait boxes, I'm sure.
Sure, be willing to. Yeah, if we have, we can look at that.
That's what I just check out the box.
Yeah. High school sports class, that must be Coalition.
That's Coalition too, yeah. BSN Sports is the basketballs.
Oh, we hit that. I'll just mention the Sawyer Road. That was the ramp for the shed out here. We to just a quote, and he showed up with a ram. So, kind of looking for forgiveness. And hey, just glad it wasn't thousands. But anyway, misunderstanding. He doesn't want to. If we ask for a quote, he'll tell you to go to hell. So he made that very clear. Mm-hmm. Very clear.
Wow.
He could not provide a quote. So anyway, so that was not approved in the meeting, but I mean, I think we bought it anyway. So. All right, if no other discussion on that, I'll entertain a motion on the warrants.
Motion.
Second.
Bryce, second by Gary, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. kind of gets squared away. Entertain a motion to enter LBA meeting.
Motion to enter LBA meeting.
Right. Mike, all right, all in favor?
Aye.
Nothing, no business in here. Entertain a motion to adjourn our LBA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Mike, second by Brad, all in favor?
Aye.
Entertain a motion to adjourn our council meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Mike, second by Bryce, all in favor?
Aye.